No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome to The Weekend. Larry Richard with anchor man Paul Rasmussen. And fresh from our newsroom, we've asked him to divert for a moment the job at hand as the morning news editor. Pat Septak is here, Aaron, as you can see, in all his glory with his device, the accordion. How long have you had that apparatus?
This particular model? Yeah. Probably about 8 years now.
And you've been doing shows around the world now.
Around the world.
Well, yeah. I mean, it went viral, Aaron. You know yourself. When this burst started, it really caught fire, and it was about a year ago when you purchased a new set of lederhosen, right?
That's correct, yes.
And things seemed to go crazy. But that said, I wanted to ask you, before we talk about Italy days in Butler this weekend, how this show was. It was like a Pittsburgh version of America's Got Talent.
Yes.
This was at the Sunken Bus on Babcock Boulevard in Ross Township.
That's right.
And you were competing. What kind of acts did you compete against?
Well, there were singers, guitar players. There was one comedian and two rappers.
And how'd you do?
I thought I did well. I didn't win. But a gentleman by the name of Santino Tomasetti was the winner.
What did he do?
He was a guitar player and singer, did a very nice job, and I was very happy for him. Now, I would have rather won myself.
He wasn't any good. Although good-spirited, because he raised money for the Variety
Absolutely,
Club,
right? Yeah. Went for a very good cause to raise money for children with disabilities. So
You can't argue that.
Yes.
All right, this weekend, always looking for something to do. I saw the Shaker Woods thing over in Ohio is one. You got events around the region. But yes, in Butler, celebrating Butler Italian Days starting today. The Sons and Daughters of Italy, Butler Lodge 1664, are celebrating this today and tomorrow.
That's right.
And you are going to be the featured act.
I am.
You and Bon Jovi. I'm kidding about that.
I'm going to be one of the featured acts.
All right,
I'm going to be a strong musician, Larry.
So, Aaron, when I always ask Pat every Friday, do you have gigs for the weekend? And so if it's a private event, it's usually, if you do a restaurant, Italian restaurant, it's easy because you're playing Italian music.
Sure.
So this is a no-brainer.
Right.
What's the number one requested song?
For Italian?
Yeah.
Or in general?
Well, let's just say in general first.
Okay. In general, probably the Steelers polka. Hands down.
All right. We got to end with that one, because you're right. And especially coming off that preseason game, that Aaron Rodgers didn't play. All right, Aaron, do you have a favorite Italian song?
Oh, if I did, I probably wouldn't be able to pronounce it.
Wait a minute. You married into an Italian-American family.
I did.
Farragonio. Uh-huh.
I did. I didn't say I don't have one. I said I might not be able to say it. Honestly, I love just a good Italian tune. I think when I go to an Italian restaurant, I'm not even necessarily paying you know what I mean? Like, it's beautiful background music. So whatever Pat plays is going to be perfect.
So what are you going to play for us, Patrick?
How about O Sol Mio?
O Sol Mio.
O Sol Mio.
Please.
Yes.
Okay, O Solo. See,
I can't pronounce it either, Aaron.
It's O Sol Mio.
Thank you, Pat.
All right, we'll do a little bit of that. Here we go. Wait, hold on.
Right off the bat. Wow. My favorite one, I think.
Aha.
That was insane.
Nicely done.
Thank
wow.
You. Thank
so
you.
On the main stage tonight, the Drama Kings at 5:30 Dinner Bell Road. Then Saturday, the Stoberts, followed by the Cavaliers, Marella the Musician, and Blackridge. But at 1:00, it says Pat Septek playing the streets. Wrong. Aaron. Pat's going to be roaming the streets of Butler.
You better have a security guard with you, Pat.
I tell you, look out, Butler.
All right, you got to give us a little Godfather, right?
Like, of course, yes. This is Larry's favorite. Here we go.
Wait. What? You come to me on the day of my daughter's wedding and ask me for justice. I have Pat Septek.
Great intro.
Please play.
Yes.
Speak Softly, Love is actually the love theme.
Yes.
From The Godfather.
I get a lot of requests for that, Larry, by the way.
I have something about it. I love the movie and the trilogy. All right. You got to do it. You got it, Pat. This is it.
All right.
For all the marbles.
Yes.
This is the most requested song in Pat Septek's history. We're from the team with the great football team. Pat Septak. Follow him, now crossing 1 billion viewers around the world.
I wish.
But see him tomorrow, 1 o'clock, roaming the streets of Butler.
That's right, Main Street.
Now, final question.
Yes.
Lederhosen, no Lederhosen?
No Lederhosen tomorrow, Larry.
Till September.
This is Italy days.
All right.
September, Lederhosen. Yes.
Thank you, Pat. Yep. Thank you, Pat, for the lovely tunes. Big weekend. So you can bookend it with a special event going on Sunday. Raise a glass to rebuild Riley's Poor House. The legendary poor house burned down. And at the Priory on the north side, the Priory's Grand Hall, on Sunday, a lot of people gathered to help the effort. And joining us is Joe Riley and also John Graff from the Priory on the north side. Gentlemen, good morning. We can see you on the radio. Imagine that.
Good morning, Larry. TV on the radio.
So I'm guessing, based on what I see, and by the way, you can check it out at our live stream, kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. I see that you're over at the Grand Priory. John, what a great place, and you turned that into something special.
Oh, thanks a lot, Larry. Yeah, we're very proud of our product here, a historic monastery and former Catholic church turning into a hotel and event venue. So it's a neat place.
I've been there for many events, and sad that this Carnegie icon, we've known many people who've enjoyed Riley's Poor House, destroyed by fire. What, it's November 14th, and Joe, you have good neighbors like John that want to help and keep your spirits up and get your place back open. So tell us about Sunday.
Yes, Larry. So it was a few days after the fire, November 14th. John had actually reached out to me and said, you don't have to respond now, but I went through something similar, and I know at some point you're going to need some help. I've already talked to some of the entertainers that have played at the Poor House over the years. And so when the time is right, we're going to have some type of a benefit event to get you guys back up. So the way that it's all come together has truly been amazing. Five bands, our vendors that, you know, partnered with us when we were in business, made donations with food and beer and all kind of things. And it's just great. It's gonna be a beautiful event. It's gonna bring a lot of our customers who are family together. So it's just gonna be a great gathering. And of course, one of the highlights is gonna be, we are gonna reveal a rendering of what the new poor house is gonna look like.
I'm glad to hear that, Joe, because a lot of people are wondering how long it will take. First, are you gonna rebuild? Obviously you are, and how long it'll take.
Yes.
So what's the game plan?
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So we're doing everything works in progress as we speak. It has been for months. We hired an architect, and he's feverishly working on the drawings. We're going to get it out to bid. We're hoping to break ground before winter, and we won't know. We don't want to give a projection yet, but our goal is to be built in 2026.
Yeah, I understand. In the world of construction, there's a lot of, let's just say, room for margin for error when it comes to picking the exact deadlines for things. John, this is really great that you and your staff are doing this for Joe.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a labor of love for us. I've been a big fan of the Poorhouse since the 80s and have continued to patronize it since then. And I gotten over the last 20 years to be friends with the Riley brothers, and I really, really enjoy the product they put out there. And one insight that came to me, especially when this fire happened, was, geez, you know, what a hole that leaves in the community there, not just in Carnegie, but in the greater Pittsburgh area, because it was a magnet. It was a gathering place. It was a place where people would go and celebrate family. It's a place where you could go to hear music, whether it's Irish music or other music. And it was a real draw, a regional draw, into that business district there. And with that, it left a big hole. And so, you know, when that happened, I went and I talked to some other people who are big fans, and we put a committee together and went to the Rileys and said, you know, when you guys are ready and you're confident you're going to be able to rebuild, we'd love to host something for you, and it's not going to cost you anything. And we, you know, hope to go and get a kitty for you to cover items that the insurance proceeds aren't going to cover.
Well, 40 plus years, Joe, of memories. And now you have a chance, I think, with the love of neighbors and friends and family to recreate the magic. So congratulations. This is a special day on Sunday.
It's going to be very special. And Larry, you're right. We're blessed with a 45-year history. We know that this love and affection for the Poorhouse started way before us. Dennis Murphy back in 79 when he started it, and then it was the Sullivan family. The Schipani family had it as Patty's Poorhouse. My brother Jim and his sister-in-law Cheryl rejuvenated it in 2012, and then me and my partners, the Phillipses and the Kramers, have just trying to carry it on. And what I like to say is, you know, we have the blueprint for the business to be successful. So if it's not broke, don't fix it. We're going to do more of the same. And this new building is going to reflect the 45 years that the Poorhouse has existed.
If you'd like to join the fun Sunday at the Grand Hall at the Priory Hotel, that's in Deutschtown on the north side of Pittsburgh, and tickets 35 at the door, 30 in advance. Doors open at 1, music starts at 2 till 9 or whenever. John Graff, thank you for your kindness, and Joe, all the best. A lot of people rooting for you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Larry. Try to stop down.
I love it.
What a pleasure.
My connection is the late Uncle Mike Gallagher, who we loved here, who loved playing at the Poorhouse. Thank you, guys. Griffin takes the air chair 10 until 2. Meanwhile, every Friday, we check in with Pirates broadcaster Joe Block, who is getting ready for the Colorado Rockies series at PNC. Joseph, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Larry.
A lot of people want to know about this new guy, this pitcher, this phenom. Who is this guy?
Well, Bubba Chandler, yeah. The Pirates are expected to call him up today, and I think he's going to start out of the bullpen is what it sounds like, and that could very well be today, too, if you're planning on coming out to the game. That's usually how they would do something like this. But It's been exciting to watch him come up. When he signed, he could have gone to Clemson and been their quarterback. And so you hear guys like that, and you think of, you know, Todd Helton and at Tennessee and people like that, and you go, wow, they can really be, you know, pretty much any, or, you know, Dave Winfield or Tony Gwynn or some of these guys that, you know, could have been a top athlete in other sports, or Dion, who did it, or Bo. So he's one of those type of athletes. Now, how do you do it at the major league level? Well, he wanted to at least see in the minor leagues, could he hit and pitch? And the pitching was so far ahead of the hitting when he broke into the minors that they let him do it for a couple of years. And he said, okay, I'm just going to pitch. Once he did that, he took off. And so really got out of the gates quickly in AAA. And there just wasn't a spot for him, it looked like, in the first half of the season. Everyone was pitching so well. So now as they're looking for next year, all right, let's get some of these young rookie guys, these arms out there. Who's going to compete for a starting role next year, starting the season? So, and he's certainly one of those guys. But he's electric. He'll be fun, just like some of the other guys that we've been seeing coming up this year.
I want to underline what you said, that he could have been the starting quarterback at Clemson. This isn't the Little Sisters of the Poor. That is as high a level as you get. So that gives you some idea of just the athletic ability of Bubba Chandler. So that said, who are some of the other faces we're likely to see here as we get ready to close out the last month plus of the season?
Well, they've had, for instance, Carmen Majinski, who pitched at University of South Carolina and stood out there, and then some high school arms that the Pirates drafted in 2018 with Braxton Ashcraft and Mike Burrows. And Ashcraft has gotten a couple chances to start Majinski earlier this year, and then he pitched very well that last time around, really has evolved after a bumpy start as a starter. And then Burrows has pitched out of the rotation for most of this year too, and he's been very good at most, you know, most of the time. So these are the kind of arms that teams are looking for, and the Pirates have hoarded. They've done such a good job of finding this talent, you know, at the tail end of the previous decade, and then some of the guys here in the early part of this decade through the draft. And you know, with Chandler, for instance, when Henry Davis was taken first overall, they said, okay, well, there isn't a clear-cut number one pick. We like Henry the best, and we could probably sign him for a little bit less than the other guys. So let's take Henry, and maybe we can take somebody a little bit later. We can give him some extra dough and buy him out of a college commitment. And that's what they did with Chandler. So it was a good strategy, I thought, because, you know, Chandler's kind of emerged as that, you know, upper first-round pick type talent. So that's the Pirates kind of got two first-rounders that year, the way that they maneuvered that in 21. So it's exciting to see that kind of pitching. As we saw this year, they had elite pitching all year. They obviously need more offense. And that was, I think, what they tried to do at the trade deadline, is to create some more payroll room to feed the offense for next year, because clearly they need that too to really be a contending team. But the pitching's there, and they've even got more of it coming up.
And tonight is Hall of Fame game and Zambelli Fireworks Night. Let's talk about yesterday's ceremonies and the three new inductees to the Pirates Hall of Fame.
It's really an honor to be there last night. They held a dinner at the ballpark, unveiling the plaques to the inductees, or in Kai Kyler's case, great-grandchildren. And it was neat to meet Vernon Law. I had never met him before. He lives in Utah. He's 95 years old. He won the Cy Young in 60. So for those who remember that, you know, Vernon Law and the 60 team, or the teams coming up in the 50s, you know, they were so lousy in the early 50s, but they had a lot of talent, you know, and that was, I asked him that last night. I wanted to know, when did he know that they were going to be good, you know? And that's kind of how I feel about a collection of talent. Whenever you see that, sometimes it takes a while for everybody to come together. And that's what happened. It just all kind of shined down on that 60 team that year. And that's kind of how he felt about it too. So, and it was great to see him and Al Oliver. They both gave terrific speeches last night, learned so much about them and, you know, their playing careers and what they've done afterward too. So Scoop, you know, you could make a case for him for baseball's Hall of Fame too, clearly. But it was great to see him get honored. 303 lifetime hitter, 2,700 hits, obviously a huge part of the 71 team. And he made us all laugh too. He said, you know, I don't know why Stargell and Clemente would have been Hall of Famers without me. I made them so much better when they put me in center field because they had to work harder.
That's great.
So self-deprecating and funny, but clearly deserving of that too. So great to see those gentlemen and the other previous inductees attending the ceremony too. It was really nice last night.
Well, again, Hall of Fame game, Colorado Rockies here for the weekend series. Zambelli fireworks tonight. Mother Nature's cooperating. It'll be a beautiful evening. Cooler, less humidity for the game later. And also just the fact coming off a nice series win against a very good Toronto Blue Jays team.
Yeah, they came in with the best record in the American League when the series started. So for the Pirates to take 2 out of 3, you know, it just tells you about what Donnie Kelly and the guys themselves, they deserve the credit, you know, for those guys to keep fighting like that. I mean, look, you're spending money to come out and watch this ball club. You don't want to see them, you know, dogging it in the dog days. You know, they're not. They're playing hard, clearly a little short, you know, after the trades, certainly at the deadline. But they're still fun to watch. So I go into every game just excited to see what's going to happen. And they're playing the Rockies, who have had a really rough year. And so they've got to try to a little bit of payback the way that the Rockies treated them in Denver, too. So it should be a fun night tonight. And folks are encouraged to come on out and come on out early for that pregame ceremony, too, if you want to see Vern Law and Al Oliver and the Kyler family speak. So that'll be all taking place before the game, too.
Joe, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
All right. Sounds great, Larry. Thanks again.
Pirates broadcaster Joe Block.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.